This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. The Party Line
Crew. This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right. Good morning. It's looking like we're going to have a great few days ahead, especially for the Indy 500 coming up on Sunday, which we will be broadcasting here on WILO. Good barbecue weather for Memorial Day. WILO Party Line presented by BoonCountyDailyNews.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, as well as our Big Deals page. All Casper Media properties. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. And also our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Albuquerque's in Flora, Day and Genda Funeral Homes, BCS in Michigan Town, 51 West Event Center, Pro Bike Computers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, and Wilson Farm Market at HoosierlandTV.com. Todd Berryman, it's the Party Line. Melissa Miller in the studio with me this morning. I know that there's a tendency sometimes when you hear two people on a show like this that it's like, oh, it's this person and their sidekick. But I'll tell you what, the back half of the show, I'm her sidekick.
No, I don't think that's the case. We work well together, and that's what matters.
It's all the amazing balance. And I'll tell you what, I can get into all this other stuff, and I'm going to get into all this other stuff. I'm going to do the other stuff first, and then we'll go to the other thing. Quick reminder that on Saturday, HoosierlandTV.com is going to be carrying our high school graduation coverage. We're going to do two different weeks of this. The first week, it's Frankfort High School, 10 in the morning, and Clinton Prairie at 10 in the morning. That is this Saturday. Both of those are going to be carried on HoosierlandTV.com. The Frankfort graduation brought to you by Home National Bank, Platinum Landscaping, Pro Bike Computers, Wampler Services Incorporated, Schultz Market, and Encompass Credit Union. Also, our friends at Home National Bank, Encompass Credit Union, and Wampler Services sponsoring the Clinton Prairie graduation. So if it's a situation where you've got kids or grandkids in two schools and you got to divide and conquer, you can always watch the other one on HoosierlandTV.com if you can't get there live. And these will be archived, as I understand it, in perpetuity. So you will be able to go back and watch little Bethany graduate anytime you want to through HoosierlandTV.com. So go take a look at that. And thanks again to our local and regional area sponsors giving us a helping hand with that. Okay, now, Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Life is not fair. We're getting to like the Mount Rushmore people dying on
Yeah,
me.
I mean, we've lost quite a few. And of course, I know, we don't realize that they're getting up that in that kind of an age bracket.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe that she was 83.
Yeah, right.
Kind of timeless. And she had been sick for a while. She had fought
kidney issues and heart. I think her husband gave her a kidney a few years ago.
Yeah, she actually had, I believe, 2017s when she had her kidney transplant. But she had also been fighting cancer.
Yeah.
As well. So, I mean, it's just, you hate to see it. She moved to Switzerland a long time ago to get away from the fanfare and to have a nice, comfortable, quiet life.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop her from doing interviews, didn't stop her from performing when she wanted to. She got to pick and choose. But she broke a lot of barriers for people.
To borrow from an album titled Break Every Rule?
Yeah.
From what
Pretty
is
much.
It, 86?
I mean, and did it all while in an abusive marriage, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And having the strength to come out of that. And
it's like the line about Ginger Rogers. She did everything that Fred Astaire did except backwards and in high heels.
Yep.
That's Tina right there.
Yeah, exactly.
She was an early Todd Berryman crush. I think I was about 3 or 4 years old, and Mom's like, oh, Tina Turner's on the TV. And she was out there on Sonny and Cher something.
I loved watching her perform. I mean, seeing her perform in the early years, in the early 60s, with Ike Turner, of course, her ex-husband, and then going out on her own, having the guts to go out on her own.
Well, and when...
And in rock and roll. And that was not... I mean... R&B maybe, but
yeah.
but not rock
Chitlin
and roll.
Circuit, but not yeah.
Yeah, not rock and roll, and she did it. They I mean, she was aptly dubbed the queen of rock and roll.
Well, and there are so many great stories about her, and the one, of course, when she left Ike and then went like across the street to a hotel. 36 cents in her pocket. She had her head covered because she couldn't put her wig on because her head was so swollen from mm-hmm. Ike. 36 cents, like a gasoline credit card. They put her up. She ends up getting divorced from Ike, and she effectively surrenders all the rights to her compositions, the publishing on this stuff,
yeah.
in order to get the name Tina Turner so she could perform as Tina Turner. Like, that was the one thing, and, you know, some clothing and stuff she walked away with. And then, you know, does this cover of Al Green's Let's Stay Together, and then Capitol Records in, you know, 83 says, yeah, we'll do a whole album. You get 2 weeks. And she did all of that in two weeks.
Yeah.
That is, when you keep hearing about, oh, it took us a year and a half and we didn't, and then her.
But I think it was easier back then, too. Not in her situation because right. of what she was dealt, mm-hmm. but I think putting together music was a lot easier back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And you didn't have as many artists as yeah. what they have now.
Yeah.
So, and the fights over music rights and everything else back then.
Yeah.
So, the fact that Capitol Records just stepped up.
Mm-hmm. And knew they had a hot property.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, they knew she was the draw.
Mm-hmm. And you can keep your Janis Joplins and anybody else, whoever, whatever you like, that's fine. She is the queen of rock and roll, and yeah. I will die on that hill.
Oh, yeah.
She was amazing. The other story that I really, well, there's a couple. Years ago, I got to interview Cy Kernan, the lead vocalist for The Fix, because that band is effectively the backing band on I Might Have Been Queen and Better Be Good to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Cy Kernan, knowing that you guys in The Fix are practicing Buddhists, and Tina, because she was alive at the time, Tina is a practicing Buddhist, what was that like being in the studio with her? I mean, did you connect on that level, or was it something else? And he gave me some really fascinating stuff, but then he said the really cool thing about it is Tina projected so hard as a vocalist, and you can hear it if you listen very closely. It's a thing where they've had to, she's singing and they have to kind of mix her down a little bit mm-hmm. because it's so huge. He said that her tendency when she would sing into a microphone is she would just overpower it. She would just fry the thing. So they gave her, when they were recording at least those two songs, a handheld mic that was dead, wasn't even working, didn't tell her. And they positioned a boom mic in the room, and literally where he said, we're all crowded around, the Fix guys are all crowded around one mic, and they're singing into it, and they're kind of mumbling by comparison. And here's Tina, 6-8 feet back, just hollering. And
yeah.
and he said it was a force of nature. It was like a hurricane in the studio with you.
Well, she grew up belting them out in the, like most of the great vocalists did, belting it out in the church choir.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she was born a farmer's daughter in Tennessee, and, you know, just an amazing life.
Yeah.
8 Grammys, mm-hmm. I think if I read that.
7 or 8.
Yeah, 8 Grammys, and if I remember right, they said 200 million records.
Yeah,
worldwide,
I believe.
Yeah, worldwide to date.
But yeah, she, the other one that...
And over 60 years in the business.
Yeah, and the other story that I absolutely love about her is that she was... I'd mentioned the practicing Buddhist thing, and this put her into the Los Angeles community, the Buddhists that were there, which included Wayne Shorter, a sax player who worked with Steely Dan and Joni Mitchell. If you've heard the song Asia by Steely Dan, that's Wayne Shorter. Okay, mm-hmm. He's that guy on saxophone. Played in Weather Report, if you know the song Birdland, that's him as well. But his wife, Anna, who was, I believe, from Brazil, married to Wayne Shorter, and they were all part of that tight-knit community. And Tina was basically trying to hide out from Ike, and she shows up at their house while all this stuff is going on around the divorce, and couple of Ike's guys, packing heat, come knocking on the Shorter's door. We heard she's here. And Anna, who again is Brazilian, she plays the maid who doesn't understand English. Tina's cowering in a closet, hiding. And here's Anna Marie doing the whole, you know, no speak English, Tina, who? I mean, she's just playing mm-hmm. completely dumb. And Wayne Shorter 100% supported that. We are going to hide this woman. Do whatever you have to. And that, I always loved Wayne Shorter. That made my respect for him go through the roof, that he had Tina Turner's back when, and it's mentioned in a biography about him, among other places. I think Tina even mentions it.
Yeah, I think it's in one of her books. Yeah, she actually has three books out.
Yeah.
And all three of them are great reads.
An author, a musician. Yeah. I highly recommend you go and look up Tina Live in Europe, the album from 2008. Great double album of her dates, touring behind Break Every Rule and Private Dancer, and it's great music.
She just recently signed off, she was actually actively in the studio in 21.
Wow.
As they were remastering a lot of her main biggest hits. And she, you know, she wasn't able to go out, you know, and do a lot because she, like I said, she'd been sick for a while.
Yeah.
But she did she sat in on the remastering to make sure that it was her quality.
Yeah.
Her standard.
And also just loving that story about her husband, Erwin Bach, who was like, 17 years younger than her?
Yeah.
And him giving his wife a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they were actually a match.
Yeah, which is amazing.
That was what was crazy, too.
But, Tina May, the other, I've accumulated a lot of stuff over the years, but I remember she was on David Letterman once, and this was around Private Dancer, 84, 85, and she was on David Letterman's Late Night, the one that was on NBC, and he was doing this thing where it was like a weird foodstuffs thing, so he put, like, hot dogs in a blender and then poured it into a waffle maker, and she was the guest, and he called them Doggy Jacks, and he had the Doggy Jacks. Doggy waffles, but he called them Doggy Jacks, and the bottle of ketchup, and he's diving in, and she's game. She's not doing the whole thing. She splurts the ketchup on there, takes a bite of it. She says, "It's actually really good." And I'm like, going, I love the fact. Here's David Letterman. You know, he's a comedian. He's sometimes kind of taking the air out of celebrity, and she just goes for it like she did anything.
Oh yeah.
Plus wrote Nutbush City Limits, which Bob Seger made some hay out of, which is, I've, again, always had a lot of respect for him for that. So, but yeah, that's our bummer for the week, I think, is Tina Turner.
Let's hope we don't have any more. That one was bad enough for everybody.
To last us.
Yeah, that'll last for a while.
And if I can say anybody could possibly jeopardize James Brown as the hardest working person in show business, I think that would be
Tina. It would be her. She would be the female version, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would say harder.
Yeah.
Harder.
I would say so, too.
I mean, nobody was beating the crap out of James, you know, and she put up with a whole lot on several fronts, and I think was estranged from almost all her kids except her oldest one, which she had by not Ike. So, plus it adopted a couple of his sons from another. I mean, it's like that woman had the most amazingly hard, gloriously awful life at some times, and then she comes back like I said, a hurricane in 84, 85, 83, really. But she's going to be sorely missed, and I highly recommend, if you are a Tina Turner fan but you have not caved in, go to your social, your iTunes or your whatever your music downloads come from. Look up the recent reissue of the Private Dancer album.
Yeah.
It's been expanded to celebrate its anniversary, and it includes the song she did for Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. So those are a bonus. They include all the extended remixes, all the B-sides she did. And when you think about most of that stuff, again, being in a two-week period to record more than an album's worth of stuff, I tip my hat. I'm going to miss that woman. So badly.
Yeah. And I mean, she was doing voiceovers and all kinds of stuff, you know, up until she finally said enough.
Can you do some quick community event stuff for me? I just realized I didn't do something critical at the front desk, and you know what I'm talking about. I'll be right
back. You can run up there and do that.
I promise I'll run.
Well, that scares me. We'll be picking him up out of the hallway with a heart attack or something. But one thing I did want to bring up, that there will be alternating lane restrictions on State Road 38 starting on or after June 1st near Kirkland for resurfacing work. So if you're out there and you're traveling that area, you're going to want to be careful of that. It actually is going to be between County Road 750 East and 900 East. So that's going to be on the 38 portion on the east side of 421. Weather permitting, that's when they're going to be doing that. So, like I say, if you're traveling 38 in that area, you just want to be careful. It's actually going to going to take both sides. I'm not sure which side. It doesn't say which side they're starting on, but it will cross over on 421 eventually. So
there is, I want to break in really quickly and apologize to the caller who was just reaching out. There is a very important switch that I keep forgetting to hit because we spent a week and a half not being able to. So if the person who was calling in, I assuming, to comment about the Tina Turner thing, if you could call us back. I think we're back in functioning order again.
Yeah, we were yesterday, so yeah. let's hope
your host,
so.
Your host is an idiot.
we'll hope that it's still working.
And we're
later on today, we're going to have somebody from the Utility Service Board, probably Todd Corey, General
right.
Manager. He likes to come in, so we're hoping that Todd will be in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff going on. I know we touched on it yesterday. They're going to have the memorial service at Prairie Creek Park on Monday,
mm-hmm.
May 29th, and that begins at 10:30 a.m. And then if you want to, you can have lunch at the VFW mm-hmm. here in downtown Frankfort following that Memorial Day service. I'm not sure if there's a charge or how the lunch works. We don't have that information, but they are going to be serving lunch. So
mm-hmm.
even if they're not charging for it, a free will donation, I'm sure, would be
a welcome
greatly appreciated. The VFW supports an awful lot of things here
yeah.
in our town. Other things going on. You're running out of time. If you want to go see The Thrill of Victory at the Frankfort Community Public Library, I mean, it's America's history revealed through baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You still have time to go see that. It is a free exhibit, so take the kids. Kids are out of school. Most of them should be out now. I know my grandson gets out today. Is his last day. So,
is this the older brother of Puddin'?
Yeah, the older brother of Puddin', so okay. He gets done today. So,
how many grandkids do you have? Just the two?
Just the two.
Okay,
just
then,
the two.
Then that was a stupid question.
No, that's all right. No, I have had grandpups, but they're all gone now. So
yeah.
I'm
already dealing with Tina Turner, Melissa. Don't dump that on me.
Oh no, the grandpups have been gone for a while. So
next up, Melissa's going to play the flip side of Seasons in the Sun just to really depress the crap out of me.
Oh no, Seals and Crofts, that depresses you?
Well, no. It's Terry Jacks, but the flip side is
yeah.
a 2-minute song called "Put the Bone In" about the dog that gets hit by a car, and you're like, oh boy.
Seasons in the Sun, yeah.
But Seasons in the Sun's bad enough, and then you flip it, and it's like, oh, it got so much worse.
Yeah, that one was kind of depressing. That's probably why I didn't listen to it hardly at all.
Yeah,
when I was growing up.
Well, and really, the only thing about Seasons in the Sun to me, I mean, it's an okay song, but the best part is Link Wray, the Rumble guy, plays that guitar riff, and I'm like, and it's like, oh, this is gonna be so good, and then it's good. Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
If it wasn't Linda Ronstadt and the Eagles, and Doobie Brothers, I didn't listen to much else. Yeah.
And the funny thing that gets missed in that is it was a Jacques Brel song. And if you have it, if I can be Mr. Snooty Pants for a minute, when you hear it in the original French and you translate it, you get it's still depressing, but it's less depressing because there's kind of this kind of smirky humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard cover versions that are based on that original version. The Terry Jacks one really dials that into the really sad part, but it misses the sarcasm in the original. Like, I'm dying, and he's talking to his wife in the song.
Yeah.
I'm dying, but I know you had an affair with my best friend. Like, that kind of, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And I guess that really wouldn't play to a U.S. audience, but...
No, probably not.
But then again, the boy's Timothy played to a U.S. audience, so what do I know? This is the one where they claim it was a duck that they ate, but it sounds more like cannibalism. It's Rupert Holmes. It's
mm-hmm.
the escape pina colada guy.
Yeah.
Which is another song that kind of creeps me out a little bit if you really think about it hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Moving on.
We have a tendency to get on tangents, folks, but, you know, hey, it is what it is.
But you know, I mean, it's cool because people say, you know, when you guys went on that tear about fried or scrambled eggs or whatever we were talking about.
Yeah, I think it was just who likes what and ketchup on eggs, and we were talking about weird combination, food combinations.
Yeah.
I kind of think, yeah, that was a tangent and a half, but it was a funny one.
Yeah,
you know.
And people get involved. They enjoy it.
Yeah.
We got to hear about Larry's love of sushi, which we did not know before when he called in about it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could do actual sushi. I mean, I can do Salmon.
Okay, do you
but I can't do.
Do you like smoked salmon?
I like smoked salmon. I like raw salmon if it's marinated right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will tell you that with sushi it is marinated right. I could understand your aversion to tuna or some of the other ones, but like for example, shrimp are not generally raw because that would be just a bad idea.
Yeah.
But a lot of those sushi combinations, the rolls are built around smoked salmon, and so that's a really good stair step to get you into, well, maybe I'd be willing to try, but even I have my limits. Like, like eventually you're like, yeah, the octopus is a little chewy today.
That's this. And squid.
It's like
rubber.
Yeah, when you feel the suckers sucking onto your tongue on the way down.
Oh, sorry, but that's that stuff's like rubber.
Let me know if you ever. I'll order you some sushi that I think you'll like.
It's worse than octopus and squid are. I don't even know if there's anything you could actually describe that's even close to that stuff. Yeah, it's just
like when you have fried calamari, you think, you know, like the first time, oh, it looks like a little onion ring, and then it's like chewing on a rubber band, and that takes a little fortitude, maybe.
Yeah, I've tried that stuff and I can't do it. My brother was in the Navy, and of course he traveled all over the world, and he liked to cook, and he learned how to cook some stuff, and when he came home he actually would go and buy this stuff down at Indy where he could buy, you know,
right,
different varieties and go to the fresh markets and everything, and he would come home and he'd fix that stuff for all of us and we'd try it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, nope.
Well, now, what's the most esoteric thing, in your opinion, regarding you? The most esoteric thing you've had that you actually enjoyed and thought, yeah, I could do this again?
Probably alligator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it really taste like chicken?
Wild chicken.
Wild chicken.
I mean, it's got a little bit of a, to me, it's got.
The Tina Turner
of chicken.
That,
it's got that wild taste.
Gamey taste.
Gamey taste to it, yeah. Yeah. But it does. I mean, frog legs taste like chicken, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of it tastes. Now, rattlesnake does not taste like chicken.
My daddy,
they say it does, but it does not. It does not taste like chicken. I don't care what they say. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't particularly care for that. I guess
things that taste like chicken.
You throw enough barbecue sauce on it, and or ketchup or something that's going to cover up the taste, I could probably eat it. But
yeah.
Yeah.
How you got past your aversion to potatoes.
Pretty much, yeah.
If you need to take a look at Mike's message, I think you'll be amused by it, but that'll give me a second to mention that it is, let me look this up, because it was two things that I had that were in conflict today. Mm-hmm. Today is International Plastic-Free Day, the idea being, can you go the entire day without any single-use plastic? Water bottles, takeout utensils, containers, plastic bags, cellophane wrappers. Nearly 400 million tons of plastic are produced every year, and less than 9% of it gets recycled.
Yeah.
So pretty heavy statistics. Now,
there's a problem with that.
Let me subvert this.
Yeah.
Now,
Liz will be after you.
Now, Greenpeace is telling us not to recycle plastic because doing it can make it even more toxic. Because it puts microplastics in the air and soil, eventually getting into our drinking water and the ocean. So, science, make up your mind.
Yeah.
Recycle, don't recycle. I don't care. Pick a lane, stick to it. Do you remember when like eggs were dangerous? Same thing. Oh, the cholesterol. And then suddenly, oh, it's the healthiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still stuck at age 10 when they weren't good.
On the side note on that, with the eggs, yeah, the plastic stuff is they got to figure out something. The way it costs twice as much to recycle it, for one. Ah. For two, when you do recycle it, like you said, it's more toxic to the environment to recycle it, but yet it's just as toxic if we don't recycle it because it ends up in the oceans and everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, figure it out, folks. Otherwise, let's quit using plastic.
Yeah.
Let's find something else.
If you can improvise for a hot second, I think Ken may be preoccupied, so I'm going to check and see what's going on the phone here.
All right. Not a problem. I mean, a lot going on with that. We are looking forward to our guest, Todd Corey, coming in to talk about utility service boards and everything that they've been up to. And when we go on from there, I hope everybody enjoys their Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow on Party Line, we'll have Clinton County Sheriff's Office, probably Rich Kelly calling in, more than likely. That's usually how it works, and we'll find out what he's thinking about with the Memorial Day weekend coming up as well.
And it looks like we've got John on the phone this morning. John, hello. Welcome to Party Line.
Welcome, guys. I've listened to your late 12 o'clock interviews. And Melissa, I just got done talking to my friend, Don Stahl.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me I had to be more protective. And he says, I don't understand. But Melissa, you was talking about our nice people helping the motorcycles out by giving
the
wet ice.
Right.
Right, yeah.
You got, and that's just like putting ice out there in front of somebody on a bike, making them slide.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly. It's hydroplaning is what it causes.
Grass planing, or some term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ice is a good way to describe it too.
I think I'd be willing to take my chances on the ice more than the grass in the roadway on a bike, on a bicycle bike, let alone a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Well, my little friend told me I had to be more of a tactic. And I said, well, you got to understand where I come from. And I answer a question with a question and an answer with an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Melissa, I was going to let her know if she would stop and talk to somebody and explain to them why you don't blow grass clippings out the yard. I said, Melissa would have a better conversation to find a mirror in the house and start talking to the mirror.
Yeah.
He didn't understand that at first. And I said, well, you already told him three times, you know. If you tell him once, you tell him twice. You might as well go talk to yourself because they listed.
Yeah. Well, and we've got that out in the country, too. I mean, we've brought that up at several events, and there's a lot of people just think you're nuts. They don't agree. They don't see how it's an issue, how it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, you know, opinion, this is my opinion, and I am entitled to my opinion. You know how you get your $25 for a seatbelt violation?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Then you get your next, keeps going up. Mm-hmm. I think the code enforcement ought to do that here in the city.
Yeah, that would be nice. Honestly, it would be nice if they could do that everywhere, but I know they also have, I don't want to say more important, because to me, I think this is important, but I know they have other fires to put out. And,
right.
And that, and you got to have a lot of personnel to be able to handle that, too.
Yeah.
Well, we are not going to attack code enforcement today, but you guys are on the west side of Frankfort.
Yeah.
And if I go scrapping a lot. I scrap metal, refrigerators, whatever, and I go up and down these alleys every day, every night. And I think the code enforcement ain't been over on the west side in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And one more thing before I go. If you guys got on social media and looked at our new signs as you come in Indiana.
You mean like coming from a state border?
Yeah, from like welcome to Indiana and so forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I haven't recently, but
they have changed our signs.
Okay.
It now says welcome to Indiana IU or something. I have a reason why I'm 59. It bothers me telling everybody. And so my niece pulled it up. And she said they're changing them, and I didn't know if you've seen them.
Maybe it just depends on where that particular sign's located.
Yeah.
I guess they're changing them all over Indiana, you know, as you come into Indiana.
Sure.
Now they say there's more than corn in Indiana. Indiana Beach has a deal with them. I don't know how that works. It's a joke, people. Sorry. I saw Melissa look confused for a second. I need to stop doing that dead hand.
Not so much confused as...
Oh, Todd, put a sock in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, John, thank you so much for phoning in. We got to take a quick break, so thank you for the phone call this morning.
Have a good holiday, John.
You too. Later.
All right, bye-bye. It's WILO, your home for classic hits. John, thank you sincerely for calling in. It's anytime I can get Melissa to give me the, oh, will you please grab a sock off your foot and jam it down your throat, Bubba? Look, I've done my duty for the day. You are listening to The Party Line on 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits, with Todd Berryman and Melissa Berryman. I do know the name. And Melissa Miller. We are looking forward to the Utility Service Board coming in. We're thinking it might be Todd Corey. We'll know here in just a hot second. We'll all find out together on WILO Party Line. The Party Line.